You're listening to Humanitarian Radio with your hosts, Tony St. Tone and Janie Beauclair.
Good afternoon and welcome to this edition of Humanitarian Radio. I am Janie Beauclair.
And I'm Tony St. Tone.
And hey, we're welcoming our friends and our family. And if you are a first-time listener to our show, we're happy to have you. We are a feel-good show shouting out some good news from around the world. And you can expect some great positive music by St. Tone, as well as some great innovative guests every week. And see what's going on around the USA with our events calendar.
So this week, our focus is going to be on Oprah. And she has a new series coming out called Believe.
Yeah, and you know, we joined partners with the Oprah Believe team as Humanitarian Radio. And we're going to be doing a viewing of the event ourselves at a location. We'll put that on our calendar, so check that out. But the whole idea is Oprah's doing this event from October 18th to October 24th. It's a television thing on the OWN channel, and it is focusing on people from all around the world and what their beliefs are. And the reason that we're deciding to join forces with her is to help her to get the word out. This is an effort to have people understand other people in order to create a situation of peace, peace around the world. And we are 100% behind people understanding each other. And therefore, we decided to partner with this, and we're going to share with you bits and pieces and excerpts and thoughts that came as a part to build this. And hopefully you'll tune in and check out the show on the 18th to the 24th as well. Well, I decided to take a look at what does the word belief mean? What's the definition? It's a noun, in case you're interested. An acceptance that a statement is true or that something exists. Trust, faith, or confidence in someone or something. That's belief. An acceptance that a statement or something is true or that something exists. And it's trust, faith, and confidence in something or someone is your belief. So, that being said, let's do our positive quote of the week.
Well, when you hear that sound, you know it is time for our quote of the week.
A bird sitting on a tree is never afraid the branch is breaking, because her trust is not on the branch, but on its own wings. Always believe in yourself.
Oh, it's easy for a bird to say. It can fly.
A bird sitting on a tree is never afraid of the branch breaking, because her trust is not on the branch, but on her own wings. Always believe in yourself.
That's a
you
very...
You have the power to save your booty should you be falling off a branch.
Right, so put your trust in yourself as opposed to the situation that somehow you will be able to get out of it, or yeah, you'll be able to survive the fall, or you'll be able to, you know.
Believing in yourself.
Turn yourself around to get yourself back on your feet, just like a cat always lands on their feet 9 out of 10 times.
They have to trust that the bottom of the earth is there for them to land
on.
And
how they can spin themselves around quick enough to do it.
Yeah, and so I'm going to read a couple other belief, being that our theme of the day.
Sure.
Think big, dream big, believe big, and your results will be big. All right.
I like that because I think you get what you focus on.
Think so, big, dream big, believe big, and your results will be big.
Right. So you're not even allowing any smaller thoughts into your imagination, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're only focusing on the bigger things and the bigger results.
Here's another one. Don't limit yourself to the skies when there's a whole galaxy out there. Believe big.
Now, that's even more interesting because I think what happens with people is there's a certain, you know, if you believe it, you can achieve it. There's a saying,
yeah,
you know,
right,
and everyone knows that saying. But think bigger than the skies because there's a whole galaxy out there. Now, that's really interesting because that almost like blows your mind. You're like, oh, my God, that's way too big. You're like, I can handle this type of big, but I can't handle that big. And I don't know if I used an example, if I said, hey, what would it be like to win $10,000? You're like, oh, my God, that would be amazing. What if it was $10 million? You're like, oh, I don't know about $10 million.
Yeah, I don't know.
What if it was $100 million? What if I just said, here's $100 million? Now, there's people out there who have $100 million. Actually, there's people out there who have $1 billion. $62 billion. And you're going, I can't even begin to fathom that. I'm still stuck on $10,000. When you're talking millions and billions, your mind almost goes, I couldn't even begin to think of what you would do with that kind of money.
Mm-hmm.
But there's people out there that have that much money, so it is possible. So when you start realizing there's someone else who has that wealth, or there's someone else who has that thing that you are desiring, then it becomes more tangible. And as it becomes more tangible, maybe it's easier for you to begin to start seeing yourself in that position. So that's what I think about belief. I start going, well, if there's someone else there.
You know, we had somebody give us a really good example of this lately, a gentleman named John Rustin.
Yes.
He is a coach for a company called Sherify, who handles a product, Life Vantage. And he was talking to us about making decisions in your mind as to what do you believe in about yourself. And he was giving an example about a situation years back when he was trying to sell a product. A company wanted to buy it. The company showed up in a private jet and picked up him and his family and his children to go to their headquarters, which was in a different country, and work out the deal. And he said the moment that he sat in the jet and he looked up and he looked at his children's face of such big surprise and a big smile, like, wow, Daddy, you did good. Look where we are now. He wanted to understand why he wasn't the guy with the big jet picking up a family and doing the same thing. And what was it in his belief system that was stopping his brain from getting him to the level that these other two guys were at?
Yeah. Yeah.
So it was a real reality for me going, wow, you know, that's really interesting, because you have to wonder why you're not the president, why you're not Oprah, why you're not, you know.
And a lot of it has to do with their beliefs. They right? believe that they can achieve these certain things. And they put it in there. They put it out there, but they honestly, they believed it. That was the number one thing. They were 1,000% in.
We met a gentleman the other day named Robbie Wells, and Robbie Wells is running for president this time.
He's a Democrat,
eighth,
yes,
on the ballot.
Mm-hmm.
And I said to him, what made you decide you wanted to run? And he said ever since he was 8 years old, he was in a situation where his father was doing some type of work with President Jimmy Carter.
Mm-hmm.
And Jimmy patted him on the head. Well, Robbie walked in the room the night of the election and said, Mr. Carter, you're going to be the next president. And Carter patted him on the head and said that he was going to be the next, you know, he was going to be a president too when he grew up.
Right. And so when President Carter won, he was running around the house as an 8-year-old ecstatic. And then they were like, wow, you're really happy. And he goes, well, he's president. And he told me I'm going to be president also.
So he believed from that point forward that he could be the president.
Yeah. Which I think is awesome.
And now he's running. So good luck to him, you know, whatever his platform is or whatever his thoughts are. The fact is that he's kept this thought alive since he was an 8-year-old boy that he could be president. And he's not a political dude. So he's not been one that's, you know, been involved in politics his whole life. So
no,
he might
not
have
at all.
She might have a shot.
Yeah. Well, the fact that he's actually in the running is pretty incredible.
Yeah. Because he got that pat on the head at 8 years old and he believed.
Yeah.
USALuxuryDirect.com. 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 Top name brands from around the world, sold at discounted prices. Hundreds of items to choose from. Put humanitarian radio in the coupon zone for a 10% discount at USALuxuryDirect.com.
So we want to thank our sponsor, USA Luxury Direct. As you know, this show is run strictly on donations, and we appreciate them supporting our cause and helping us shout out some good news around the world. If you have a chance, go check out USALuxuryDirect.com and put in the code word humanitarian radio, and they'll give you an extra discount. Do you have a great idea for a product and you don't know how to get it made? Call Artistic Journey. They'll help you find your way to getting your new products made and into the marketplace. Need a free consultation? No problem. Need artwork and graphics? No problem. Need your idea turned into something wonderful that the whole world can use? Call Janie at Artistic Journey to help you get through this process. It's not as hard as you think. With 20 years of experience, Artistic Journey can pave the way for your product to get into the hands of people around the world. Call Artistic Journey today, 941-780-2538.
So it's time for some good news from around the world.
So our first good news comes from a 13-year-old girl named Erin Burns. Erin has been doing charity, and she is a teenage volunteer. She was doing a charity event for a group called Joseph's House, and what Joseph's House does is it helps women with young babies that are raising children on their own. So this young girl, Erin, comes from a family of six children, so she knows lots of children well. And she comes to do volunteering. She literally spent the summer collecting cans and bottles and traded them in to be able to buy tickets for a raffle. What were they raffling off? Well, they were raffling off a $70,000 SUV. So you're thinking 13-year-old girl volunteering, trying to buy a bunch of tickets because she's getting ready for her new vehicle? Well, you're wrong. She ended up winning the raffle. And when her parents and family all went up to say, oh, my God, we won the car. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. The young lady said, hold on, everybody. We're not keeping it. We're donating it to the Joseph House for whom we are here for this cause. And let them do what they choose to do with this $70,000 vehicle.
That is amazing.
So I'm like, wow, the mother must have been freaking out. She's got
Mom's
six
like,
kids.
Hold on, girl.
Yeah, she might be going, oh, my gosh. But what did the mom say? She says, you know, she's been a generous, charitable young lady for all of her remarkable 13 years. And if this is her wish, then we're happy to go along with it.
That's
which
awesome.
I think is a great example as parents to set for, you know, awarding this young lady for being so thoughtful.
Yeah, well, and the fact that she stepped up and says, I'm making this decision, my ticket won.
Her ticket won out of 26,000 tickets, by the way. That's a lot of tickets.
That's a lot of tickets.
And she won. She put 60 raffle tickets in. She spent $200 that she collected cans and bottles in order to buy. Her whole plan all along was, if I win this, I'm donating it. And she did.
And she did.
And she did. She didn't tell anybody, but she just did it. So, very cool. Erin Burns, you are an amazing, amazing human being. This next story is about a gentleman who is suffering from cancer, and he has a farm in Illinois, and it is season. He has a bunch of wheat ready to be harvested, but he's going to chemo every day, so therefore he can't do his plowing. He's looking at losing hundreds of thousands of acres. And so somebody put out a thing on Facebook saying, hey, if there's any of you farmers in the area that can possibly help this guy, he could use a hand. The next day, 10 huge combines show up. A variety of different farmers from that community show up and did his entire field for him. Saved all of his grain, did everything that they're supposed to do at this time. And they ended up having over 300 community members that just showed up to help out. Got this guy's whole field done in a day.
In one day.
In a day.
Banged out his whole field.
Isn't that awesome?
That is such a great story.
You know what? It's so, so beautiful for people to just come together and help other people unexpectedly. It's a beautiful thing.
I love it.
Think about something awesome you can do in your neighborhood.
I'm living here in a state of abundance. I'm counting blessings that I never saw before. Because I'm the ruler of this kingdom I call me.
Positive affirmation. Wrapped in pop rock songs.
Give me that best case scenario.
It's motivational musician Saint Tone.
Stereo.
Check out his latest live show, The Rise Up Experience, at www.sainttone.com.
We can always hug it out.
Pick up his latest CD, Outside the Box, available on iTunes.
We choose to end.
For music with a positive message, check out sainttone.com.
Here are some events that may be happening in your area. Check out events calendar on humanitarianradio.com. On October 2nd to the 4th is the Autumn Yoga and Hiking Retreat in Lenox, Massachusetts. And if you've ever been on the East Coast in the fall, it's a beautiful time to be there. On October 9th through the 11th is another yoga sailing retreat, and that is in Palamos, Spain. On the 16th to the 18th, a yoga and kayaking retreat in Lenox, Massachusetts. On the 16th to the 18th, Healthy Life Expo in Los Angeles. October 17th, Higher Health, Deepak Chopra, will be in Ottawa, Canada. October 24th to the 30th, Allowing Adventures with Mr. Rez, and that's in Kauai, Hawaii. And don't forget, October 29th to the 31st is our own Dan Fowler with Imagination IQ in Sacramento, California.
Yeah, and you know, and I want to talk about that real quick because we are going to be participating in that as we did in the past. And we're really excited to be a part of this event because Dan brings in some really, really great speakers. And each one of them, you get to interact with them and they're part of the program. So they don't just walk in and walk out. They're actually there that you can mingle with.
Yeah, and not only does he bring in great speakers, but he's a great speaker himself and has a lot of information to offer that really makes your mind go to new places and get your imagination cranking. So definitely, you can check out humanitarianradio.com's front page. There's a secret code there for you to get your discount and join us in Sacramento if you're available.
So while we were putting the show together, Janie started singing the song from Jefferson Starship, Miracles, Only If You Believe Like I Believe, Baby. And we both said, wow, that would be such an appropriate song for this show. And so I did my little magic on the internet and I found it, and it is from 1975.
Where were you when you heard this song?
I was little. But I remember the song very clearly. I definitely remember the song very clearly. I must have been eight years old.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, 7 or 8 years old.
Mm-hmm. I was experiencing a mad crush on an eighth grader.
Wow, and if only he liked you the way
if
you liked him.
If only he believed the way I believed, things would be different now.
Yeah.
Okay, so listen and enjoy this song. I certainly will.
Your eyes, I see you and I, but one heart.
So I love that line, if only you believe in miracles, so would I. That's how that song ends. So why does it take someone else to believe in miracles before we will also join on that bandwagon? It's like, can't you believe in miracles and I believe? Or does it have to be, if you believe, then I will believe?
Well, it's that support. It's that extra support. Only if you believe the miracles the way I, we could fly. And it's like, it's a very interesting posed question. If you believed, then I would believe too.
Right.
And then we can both believe it together.
Soar together,
yeah. Great, great song from 1975. That is Jefferson Starship.
Yeah. So first up, we're going to play the trailer to the Belief series that is coming up on October 18th. And what I like about it is they're really showing a variety of nationalities and parts of the world. And I think that that's what's going to be fascinating about this whole Believe series is you're going to get a real insight as to different religions around the world, different nationalities, different beliefs. And here we go. Here's the trailer.
My confidence comes from knowing there is a force, a power greater than myself that I'm a part of and is also a part of me.
We're all interconnected. We're all in this together.
You start questioning things. Why is it like this? Is God the person with the old white beard?
I just fell really hard. I don't want to be carrying that anymore.
To ask these questions is really the privilege of being human.
Hope is the simple belief that things can change.
I don't know why, I just know I have to be there. I just have to be there.
I believe in the things that I see and touch and hear.
The way I look at it, God brought me into this world for a purpose. the same as God brought every human being into this world for a purpose.
To you to believe.
So that was the trailer from Oprah Winfrey Presents Belief, which is a week-long series that's going to air on October 18th at 8 p.m. And I want to go next into a YouTube clip I saw on Oprah about her belief. So this is a small little two-minute clip that she was just interviewed on September 24th about why she wanted to put this whole show about belief together. And basically what she's saying is that this was why she wanted to put the network together in the first place, that we're all connected as one, and she's trying to just keep people aware that we're all one. We're all one. Love each other. So this is her spiritual practice and her spiritual belief and how she came to putting this together with her thoughts.
What is my belief practice today? Today, I feel the fierce love of all that is God so deeply, so strongly, and so purely in my heart that it lifts and carries me, and sometimes I actually feel weightless in the love that is God. Because I feel it in all things. I actually awakened to birds twittering in the morning now, the original tweets. And because I'm not so focused on, because I've reached a point in my life where I actually pay attention to every breath. And my spiritual practice is that I awaken and the first thought is thank you. And the next thought is I'm still here in this body. And my heart's desire is to want to live and be in this body fully present to everything, to all beings, to all things. To not miss this experience of being here now on the planet we call Earth.
So I wanted to tell you guys about this gentleman, Ernest Holmes. He's Dr. Holmes. He created this thought many, many moons ago of you reap what you sow. We've heard that saying many, many times. This guy is the guy who actually coined that phrase. And what his saying is whatever you give out in thought, word, feeling, and action is returned to you. Whether the return is negative or positive, failure or success, is all up to you and the way you give it out. So Dr. Holmes developed a universal philosophy and tools for spiritual living that resonates today. His works provide us a spiritual path and understanding of relationships with the universe. This gentleman wrote this in 1927. And today, many of his lines out of this book are quoted by people like Wayne Dyer, Oprah Winfrey, Jim Carrey, Steve Harvey, the long, long list of people who use this guy's lines. And isn't it interesting how when you listen to this, we hear a lot of this stuff being quoted today still, and now you'll recognize that this was Dr. Ernest Holmes' words, and this is the story of The Secrets of Belief.
And just real quickly, keep in mind that this audio comes from 1927, so just pay attention, listen closely.
This evening, I am going to talk to you about a power for good in the universe greater than you are. Greater than I am, greater than all of us. A power for good that we can use in everyday life, for everything. When the greatest teacher who ever lived said, "It is done unto you as you believe," What do you suppose he was talking about? This mastermind was talking about a spiritual power in the universe. Something so close to us that it is indeed nearer than our hands and feet, closer to us than our very neck vein, as the old Talmud said. And so this power is not something we have to go in search after. It is something that is right here, close, nearer than our very breath. How then would we use a power that is so intimate? Certainly we should have to use it in an intimate way. And we would certainly have to believe that the power exists. It's for us, not against us. It is willing and not reluctant. We should actually have to believe that it really is done unto us as we believe. Then we would have to believe. What is belief anyway? These are the things I want to discuss with you tonight. How it is that we could use this power for good, greater than we are, wonderful. The thing the whole world wants more than anything else in the world. The thing that you and I have for the taking, for the asking, for the using. Power that responds to us, according to our conviction in it. Power that is used in our own mind, in our own thinking, right where we are. How close and how intimate such a power is, and how wonderful it is just to believe that we're going to learn how to use it. First of all, just what it is, then we're going to talk about how to use it. Then we are going to actually get right down and use it in our everyday life. First of all, the power that is bigger than you are and greater than I am is, of course, a spiritual power. Just what do we mean by a spiritual power? We mean something that is invisible, of course. We don't see it. We don't touch it. We don't taste it. We don't handle it. We don't weigh it. We don't measure it. But we do feel it. Just as you feel beauty, just as you feel love, just as you feel anything in life. This power greater than we are is a power for good. It responds to us if we have faith and confidence in it. Now, throughout all the ages, people, of course, have prayed and their prayers have been answered. They have prayed with faith. It doesn't make any particular difference what kind of a religion they have had. That power has responded to everyone in the way he has used it. And that is why Jesus said, very simply, very directly, it is done unto you as you believe. Let us then analyze this saying of Jesus, that it is done unto you as you believe. And suppose in doing that we pause after this little word, as. Seems like such an insignificant word, but it's the key to the teaching of this great master. First of all, he said, it is done by a power greater than you are. It is done unto you by this power. You don't do it. Who has the power to create life? You and I did not make life. We did not create it. We did not think up ourselves. We awoke to the fact that we lived. And we looked about and wondered, what in the world is it all about? Why am I here? Is there anything in the universe great enough and good enough to come to my rescue when I need it, quiet me if I am disturbed, to bring peace to my mind if I am disquiet? Is there really power in the universe greater than I am? And is it good? And can I use it? Jesus said, it is done unto you. There is a power that operates for you. And how does it operate? It operates as you believe. Now suppose we try to analyze just what do we mean by belief. It's a peculiar thing, but it's very important. We do not believe a thing just because we affirm it. I might say I believe there is an elephant here, but there isn't any elephant. I might say there is thunder and lightning here, but I know there isn't. Belief is something that our own mind does not doubt. It is something that we ourselves inwardly do not deny. You can tell right off if you believe what you're saying. Shakespeare caused one of his characters to say, "My words fly upward, my thoughts remain below. Words without thoughts cannot to heaven go." So you and I do not have to study very much to see, do I believe that there is a power greater than I am? Why, of course we believe it. Some mysterious thing which we call gravitational force holding you and I in place right now where you sit in your home. I'm standing here by this podium. I do not wonder whether or not this power is going to hold me in place. I walk a little to the right or to the left. I change my position. Always I am certain there is a power greater than I am holding me in place physically. Now all I have to do is just to transpose this and say there's another kind of a power. It is greater than I am. It responds to my belief, my faith, my confidence in it. And as soon as I establish this, then I must be certain that I actually believe. Now, probably this is the key to the answer to every prayer that was ever answered since time began. The prayer of faith, of conviction. Again, the great teacher, the great metaphysician, the great way-shower, he said, when you pray, believe that you already have what you're asking for. You know, Jesus didn't say, God or this power will be displeased if you ask for a loaf of bread. And as a matter of fact, he fed the multitude. He did not say, God or this power doesn't wish you to have any enjoyment in life. He spoke of a joy which would complete ours. He said, it is done unto you, but as you believe. Therefore, he said, when you pray, believe that you have. Just believe that you have. Is it so hard to believe that we have? We believe that tomorrow will come. We believe that the sun will rise in the morning and set at night. We believe that the ocean and the tide will be there, and the moon. We believe the grass will grow. We believe that our food will digest. And who is there who knows how any of these things happen? Did you ever stop to think that the united intelligence of the human race, all the scientists living, all the philosophers, all the theologians, everybody put together, does not know how it is that a hen can lay an egg? Nor does it know how it is that a chicken can come out of an egg. Isn't that amazing? All we know is we set the hen, and the chicken does come out of the egg. This is the mystery of life. This is the mystery of faith, the power greater than we are. Jesus did not say, what is your particular religion? Spoke to every man in his own language. Just believe, and it will be done unto you. It seems too good to be true, doesn't it? And you and I will never know until we try it, as we're going to at the end of this short discourse. We're actually going to use this power, you and I, for a definite purpose. I'm going to use it for a definite purpose. You are, we'll watch and see, but let us be sure that we believe, just as we believe our food will digest, just as we know the sun's going to rise in the morning, just as we know that the world is still around, just as we know that you and I do not know how it is we can eat ham sandwiches, drink milk, tea or coffee, and have it turn into flesh, bone and sinew and blood and marrow. Everywhere we look, we are watching the mystery of life, the riddle of life. Someone has said, and I think rightly, that the riddle of life is understood only by him who knows that God is good, who makes a ladder of his fate and climbs from sense to soul, finds no line between mere human goodness and divine, but judging God by what in man is best, with a child's trust, leans on a father's breast. It isn't so hard to believe. We just haven't thought how easy it is to believe. And you know, if we just take it that way, and we'll say, yes, the world is round, I am held in place by some power, and now I'm going to believe in another kind of a power. It actually exists, and I'm going to try it. And then when we stop to analyze what is belief, what is faith, it's very simple. This is one of the great hurdles, however. People say, well, I just haven't got that kind of faith, merely because they think you're talking about something that's impossible. We're only talking about that which is completely possible, which is completely simple and direct, and something which you, in the secret place of your own mind, sitting there alone, you know it as well as I do. We all believe. We just haven't quite thought practicing our belief until something really happens. And then we have learned that while something in us rises and says no, the belief isn't complete. And what do? Then we just reaffirm that belief. You know, the mind has a very interesting quality. It acquires habits through repetition of thought. And the person who will really take himself in hand, understand this, and say, even though there might be something in me that right now doesn't believe what I say, my words may fly upward and my thoughts remain below, I am still going to train myself. I know that this can happen. I know that there is a power greater than I am. There is nothing in me any longer that's going to contradict it. And quietly, sort of easily and gently, and I think flexibly. You know, did you ever stop to think you live with yourself most of the time? No matter how many there are whom you love, it is yourself that you live with all the time. It is yourself you're going to have to learn to be a good friend to. There is one who is a friend to all of us. And let us not say, am I good enough to use this power? Why, of course we are. The rain falls on us, doesn't it? And the sun shines for us. and the wind blows forests. There is no God who denies anyone anything that is good and right. So using the faith we have and believing in the power greater than we are, we sort of begin to expect things to happen. It would be a very interesting thing, even if it were only a game we were playing. How fascinating. How wonderful to believe that out of that which up until now perhaps we had thought was a wistful wish, a wishful dream, something that couldn't quite be true, out of all of this we have longed for and we have yearned for and we have wanted, isn't it terrific? Right now, maybe those dreams can come true. Right now, maybe the desire of our heart is already met in some divine intelligence that knows the beginning from the end, just waiting for our cooperation. So we would be trying the most fascinating experiment we have ever had in our lives. That dream, is it difficult for an infinite power? That hope, is it too much to ask for? That yearning and that longing, do not we have a right to expect that whatever the intelligence is and the power that put us here certainly knows how to take care of us? Perhaps we just haven't believed. Now we're going to practice believing. We're going to say to ourselves, yes, there is a power. We can use it. We will use it. And then we're going to be intelligent and we're going to figure out how to use it. Until we ourselves believe. Wouldn't it be wonderful if you and I knew that there is nothing between the right desire of the heart, the yearning of the mind, the longing of the soul, and that which might be but our own belief or our own unbelief? And if that is so, then we have the proposition where we can handle it, for you and I can control our thinking. And we can come to the place, if not instantly, then certainly we shall come to it gradually. But it doesn't matter how we get there. We are going to come to a place where we believe in the power greater than we are, believe in ourselves because we know it, and believe even right down to the method we're using, that our own thought, our own meditation or prayer, whatever you choose to call it, will convince everything within us that seems to doubt. And perhaps out of all the doubt and the yearning and the longing, you and I will come to know there is a power greater than you are, than I am, and we can use it. Now, friends, we're going to use this power very simply, very definitely and directly. And we're going to try to believe that it is done unto us as we believe. And we're going to try to just let go of every doubt or uncertainty, every lack of conviction, just because it's a power bigger than we are. We can trust something greater than we are. We don't have to trust ourselves. Now we call this meditation. And meditation is something you do to yourself, something like this. Suppose you just get still a moment. Let's even close our eyes for just a moment. Kind of shuts us out from these things that disturb. And let's say I really believe right now, down deep in my heart, there is a power for good. This power is directing me because it's intelligent. I shall know what to do. I shall be directed. There will be some impulsion, something that will tell me what to do. There is an intelligence, you see, that actually knows. So let's turn again to it and say, every thought and idea that is necessary to the accomplishment of the good thing I desire, which expresses a more abundant life, and which brings only good to everyone. It's all happening to me now. Now that's quite simple, isn't it? But if this power is here, if it works the way I'm sure it does, then it works on the simplicity of our own thinking. It isn't profound words. It isn't any spiritual gymnastic we go through, just like a child. It's guiding me. It's directing me right now. Now let's again turn our thought inward, close our eyes, and let's say, each one of us, that we greatly desire that we shall bless everyone we meet, that we shall bring happiness and joy to every situation. Let's believe that it is true, and then it will be true. And it's true not because you and I know very much, we're very ignorant, but there is a power, and it does work, and it's working right now.
Wow, that's amazing. This is Dr. Ernest Holmes, and here he is speaking about this stuff way back in 1926, and it took so many more years until DVDs like The Secret came out, but this is knowledge that's always been there, and it's just always amazing when you start reviewing things and you start seeing some of these similarities from years back, that they always knew this, but it wasn't public knowledge, if you will. Well, that being said, I want to play a song called Believe, and this is something that I wrote back in 1996.
Why?
Once again, that was Saint Tone with Believe. If you want to check out that song and a lot of other positive songs, go to www.sainttone.com. That's SAINTTONE.com.
You know, if you're looking for a little spark on your any day, you can always go back to humanitarianradio.com and check out any of our previous shows. We do keep them on there so that we can inspire you to find some good news for your soul. Do something great for someone else in your world.
Yeah, and if you know of a story or if you know someone that should be on our show, by all means, connect with us on Facebook at Humanitarian Radio or go to our website, humanitarianradio.com, and reach out to us. Let us know any good news that you have out there that you want to share with the world.
Make it a good week.
We'll see you next time. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Humanitarian Radio, shouting out some good news for your soul.